The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck
4
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
That's it. Hugh and Doc back once again. How you doing, man? You just sort of this amazing timing of just creeping in last minute.
Yeah, I mean, never on schedule, but always on time.
Yeah.
That's my style.
I really wanted to call you. I was going to call you live on air and late shame you.
Because you just assumed that I would be late again.
Well,
I'm not always late. I'm always there, like, with a second to spare.
Yeah.
I rode from London Bridge, man.
Did you?
Yeah. Give me a break.
Okay. I definitely give you a break. Are you sure you feel confident leaving your bike out the front?
I'm not confident at all because I forgot my lock. So I was working at Red Bull today in London Bridge and I had to bring the... I didn't realise until I got there that I hadn't brought my lock.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, walk it down into their, like, garages and leave it there. So I was worried about it all day. And I pulled it out and then I was riding up here thinking, where actually am I going to put it? So I'm not going to tell anybody where I put it.
Yeah, 100%.
But it is stashed somewhere and I'm just hoping it's going to be there after the show. That's a genuine concern.
Yeah. I still bring mine in. I even had a little argument with the lady down in reception. She might be listening right now. She
Maybe
might come
I should have done that, man.
She's like, you can't take your bike inside. I said, oh, I'm not. I'm just dropping it off for someone. She's like, She's like, you're not going to chain it out the front, like in the hall, are you? And I was like, absolutely.
It's a guest.
I said, 100% possibly not. 100%. How's it going at Red Bull anyway? Because you're like the assistant manager at the retail store. You just work part-time there now because the TV crew
picked
up.
No, I'm a taster. So I'm there to taste the difference between the sugared Red Bull, the no-sugar Red Bull, the no-calorie Red Bull, the Tropical Crush Red Bull, and the orange Red Bull.
How many Red Bulls have you had today?
17.
Is that why there's a little bit of blood coming out of your left eye?
Yeah, I'm bleeding slightly out of one eye and both ears.
It's
a great drink, guys. Honestly, drink more of it.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm advertising it or anything, because there's loads of other drinks available, but I would say if you want a sudden burst of energy, why not try one of the many energy drinks out there?
Yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of choices.
There really are. But gosh, Red Bull really is a good one, though, isn't it? It really is.
It really is.
It's just a go-to choice.
Tastes great.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I
guzzle it every day.
I mean, personally, I have 7 or 8 of the sugar-free ones because I am health conscious.
Sure.
So I have about 7 or 8 of those a day.
Sure.
And that's just what keeps me looking 30.
Yeah.
When I'm 34.
Most definitely.
You know?
Most definitely. And it's what makes you able to levitate off your stool, because Hugh doesn't sit down during the shows. He just has a stool just under his butt and he just sort of crouches.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie? It's called Hidden Tiger Crouching Hugh.
Crouching Joseph.
It's about... actually, the reason I do stand up is because it's my only chance to be the same height as you.
Yeah, that is true.
Only opportunity.
That is true. Once we can be on an even keel.
I know. I like that. Hey, so we were going to catch up on Sunday night, but me, of all things,
you dropped your phone in the toilet,
I actually dropped my phone in the toilet.
That's the sort of vintage... That's like the dog ate my homework in mobile phone years.
Do you
know what I mean?
Yeah.
The toilet drop. Was it out of the back pocket as you were taking a dump?
Nope. I was in a pub and I was weeing, and it was the first time I'd been drunk in about 2 months.
Oh yeah, of course, because you stopped drinking.
Yeah, so I had a few drinks.
It must have hit you pretty hard.
It really, like, I'm still feeling beaten up now, but literally, like, and the reason why I don't drink. It's because things like this happen.
Things like this happen. I decide that it's
a great idea to, while I'm going to the toilet, to make a phone call, and it just slips straight out of my hand.
Shit.
Literally.
Is it an Apple branded phone by any chance? It is.
After my seven or eight Red Bulls, I only use Apple products because it works so well with my Mac, my iPod, and my iPhone.
Mm.
I can't recommend it enough. I really can't.
Have you ever done that embarrassing thing at the Apple store where they're like, so what's wrong with the phone? And you're like, oh, I don't know. It just stopped working. It just stopped working suddenly. You're like, right, any contact with water? You're like... I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't remember that ever happening.
Yeah.
I don't remember even being near water. In fact, I'm actually allergic to water. So I've never touched the stuff.
Yeah.
Which would mean my phone hasn't either.
Yeah.
Like, oh, right. And you know now, they've got slick to it because it's the one thing that they don't have in the warranty.
Yeah.
You know, when you get the Apple Care.
Yep.
So they've got this like detector thing, and the SIM card and or some other little piece in there turns a certain color when it's come into contact with any water.
Yep.
And as soon as they see that color, they play it real slick. They go, all right, that's weird that it's just stopped.
So weird.
Just give me 1 second. And they come back and they go,
bum, bum.
Water damage. Water damage.
Mine, they don't even need to do that. They could just smell it and there'd be fecal matter and urine all over
piss
it.
Piss and beer. Yeah.
Piss and beer, and that's it. That'd
Jeez.
Pretty much
gut it. So what happened? You got a new phone?
No.
Not yet.
Classic.
You're unreachable.
Somebody said to me, put it in a tub of rice.
That's for Nokia 3210s, man.
It works. My phone's...
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's working again now. It still stinks. Like, I probably shouldn't really touch it because I'm a germaphobe. But it works. And the trick
insane.
Is as well is just to really remember that rice is for soaking up wee. It's not for snacking. Don't snack on that rice after you put your phone in it for an hour or two. It's hard to remember.
Sure.
You'd be surprised.
Wow, that's nuts. Obviously that theory is you know, it's well known. But I've never known it to work on an iPhone.
Yeah.
100%. I'm impressed. Because, you know, an iPhone is basically like a small computer.
Yeah.
Whereas a Nokia 3210 was a phone.
Yeah, it was actually all it did was call and text.
With a game on it.
Yeah, the snake. Snake.
You know what I'm saying? It was a simpler time.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful being, the 3210.
Yeah,
we've mentioned the Apple so many times now. I feel like I should mention a Nokia product.
They are great phones as well.
If I was stranded on a desert island, there's only one phone that I would want with me.
100%. Or if I was a full time drug dealer, all my spare phones would only ever be Nokia 32. 100%.
So the fact that you're a part time drug dealer, what phone do you?
I use the same iPhone. Just use the same one.
Yeah. What have we got on the show today, man? I'm hyped.
We have it's going to be a bit of swooning going on today from a lot of our female fans and people that work here. We've got Lamar.
We've got the hazel-eyed man himself.
Yeah, Lamar.
In
it's going to be
building.
Joining us very very soon. So,
is it getting hot in here?
It is actually. Yeah.
I thought producer Nat was sucking a lollipop.
She's licking a spoon.
In a really
coquettish
way, but actually it's a spoon. It's a spoon.
Have you noticed even out in the green room outside, because we're separated by a glass window so we can all see each other and wave and smile and stuff, but they've even turned all the lights down out there.
They have, and Nat's got a little glow in her cheeks.
Oh, actually, she has just had her hair done as well.
She has.
Oh, this
she
is
has.
All amazing timing. She's having a great time. She can sit there listening to Lamar eating chocolate.
So yeah, we're very hyped because we do have I'd say a genuine UK superstar.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, 100%.
A game changer in many ways. So stay tuned for that. Also, I know last week when I was on, was I here last week or the week before? Yeah, I was here last week. Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it?
It's two weeks in a row. Wild.
We did the rap about anything, which I wrote during the show. But it was a sort of dedication to some guys who'd emailed in a while back. So, I mean, I desperately need your suggestions,
yeah,
dear listeners, for a rap for you. I mean, it's out to you, a special on-the-spot rap, bespoke, made and performed right here today for you at 6:05. So we've got an hour and a bit for you to get in your suggestions. Please make them good. You know my steez. If you're a long-term listener, you know what I'm about. I'm not interested in football or anything serious. Yeah? Mm. I'm not interested in politics. Unless either of those subjects has got some kind of angle that everyone's going to appreciate, okay? So get your suggestions for rap about anything in. But what else have we got going on?
Tweet those in is the best way. So
tweet them.
At FUBAR Radio, or you can email HD.
I didn't even tell you how to get in touch with me. I was just like, work it out.
Yeah.
Work it out.
We've also got a bit later on as well, some friends of mine are coming in to do a live song. They're called the Hamiltons, and I'm supporting them. They're headlining a show tomorrow. So they're very lovely. They're going to come in and do a song for
us. I write 10 songs a week, and not once in a year have you said, hey, do you want to preview your song on the show?
No.
I play you every one of them, and you're always like, that sounds amazing. You know, you should really try and get some radio airplay for that.
Why don't we play some of your songs today? I can play you well. I've just finished my song, Wambulance. I can play it for you.
Oh, yeah, you've got your song.
Yeah.
Have you played it on FUBAR yet?
We played it once.
On what, on our show?
Yeah. No.
When
no, last
here.
Friday. I think it was last Friday.
On Michael Payne's show?
Yeah, it might have been on that one. Play it for you today. How about that?
How would you describe the... I mean, obviously, it's a comedy song. We both make comedy songs, but... How would you describe the musical genre of Wambulance?
I call it melodic pop rock with humorous lyrics.
That's so catchy. There's so many kids into that right now. I think it's the next thing.
There you go. Decide for yourself. Here it is. It's called Wambulance. You're on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday Roundup.
There's so much hardship on this planet. People are starving. There's civil wars. There's human atrocities. But what about the rich people in first world countries that wake up feeling a little bit shitty sometimes and don't know why? No one thinks about them until now. She was upper class, young, living the life. Everything was going wrong.
Obviously.
'Cause she woke up feeling mad today, not sure what's going on. The toaster broke, so she's grilling her bread. Can't believe it takes so long. Gives up and decides instead, I'm gonna eat some Valium. Her parents worked hard to give her lots, and now she reaps the benefits. But sometimes that's too hard to see, and she just wants to crack the sheets. I think that someone needs a Wambulance.
The emergency service, when you need a bit of a cry.
I think that someone needs a Wambulance.
First world problems get too much sometimes.
She calls for rescue. But got bad news. They said, I'm sorry, we can't help. No, we can't. She said, but I'm having a really shitty day. There must be someone else. You know she's got tough life decisions that just have to be made. Like where to go for the holidays, overseas or the country estate.
I just don't know.
She can't find a bag to match her dress, and her boyfriend's 10 minutes late. All these stresses accumulate, there's only so much she can take. Her friends tell her everything will be fine, it's just a passing phase. But she's too mad to go to Pilates, she just can't concentrate. I think that someone needs a Wambulance.
I'll get a soy latte, please. What do you mean? You don't have soy milk?
I think that someone needs a Wambulance.
So I've got to have espresso. It's the worst day of my life.
And when they picked her up, she said, can you stop at the drive-thru, please, guys? She wants to get an unhappy meal with extra large fries.
Man, I totally get it. I mean, sure, there's people out there in third world countries struggling to survive, blah, blah, blah. But what about me? What about when I'm going to meet someone for food at a restaurant, but I can't find the place because my internet's not connecting, so my Google Maps aren't working? I'm walking around in circles. I'm starving. I haven't eaten since my afternoon snack. Now I'm really hungry. That's hell. That's real pain.
She needs a Wambulance, 'cause she feels sorry for herself. But there's a bigger picture here. She had put it on the shelf. She needs a Wambulance, 'cause she is moderately sad. So fuck the rest of the world, 'cause all their problems are this bad.
FUBAR Radio presents
Ray Peacock. What do you look for in a lady, please, Sam?
We've established she looks for a big flat in Barcelona, so what do you look for in a lady?
Sense of humour and generally a one-bedroom flat, if possible.
Right. What have you got, Nat?
Well, I live in a two-bedroom one, but I have one bedroom.
Yeah, someone else is in that. I mean, that's like saying, well, I live in a whole street, but there are other people in all the other houses. It's not, you don't live in a two-bedroom.
I have one bedroom.
You have one bedroom.
I have a bedroom, yeah.
She's got a bedroom, mate.
Yeah, and I'm obviously hilarious, as you can tell.
And her mum goes to sleep, like, really early.
Yeah, really early.
Every Monday.
Ray Peacock.
From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Right, you are on FUBAR. It is the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Doc with you, and we are joined in the studio by none. Everyone's been a little bit flustered here. The girls, the guys, everyone, and all FUBAR.
Men and women have been having hot flushes. I don't think it's the weather. It's not the menopause. They're all too young.
Well, I mean, it is just a bit of a coincidence that the hottest day of the year, it also happens. We happen to have Lamar on the show.
I think he made it happen, bro. I think he made it happen.
Lamar, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, man.
Great to have you, bro.
Nice to be here.
No, we're very excited about you coming down.
Sweet.
Man, it's just it, to be honest, it's a real honor on various levels, because for me personally, like, I know you probably get this in every interview you've ever done. People reference Fame Academy and whatnot. But on the really real, do you ever stop and think, like, you were one of the first guys? I mean, thinking about, like, my little nieces and nephews, my kids, you know, you were one of the first guys that a lot of youngsters saw.
Yeah.
Who just appeared in their minds out of nowhere and made it. Do you know what I mean? And do you ever think about, like, the influence that you've had? Not just on kids, but also on the nature of that that structure of a show as well.
Now I am. Now I'm thinking about it. No, do you know, I'm even just for me anyway, you know, I can only talk from my perspective. You know, I've had a lot of pinch yourself moments, man. You know, a lot of times where I've sat at home, you know, whether it be sitting with the kids in the garden or whatever, or just hanging in the studio or whatever, just thinking, wow, man, I don't know, how did this happen? But, you know, but I'm very grateful. I'm very, very grateful for, you know, anyone who's ever supported. And, you know, I'm happy that I took the chances that I took, and it's got me to where I am.
Because it's the first time that I remember seeing talent get recognised for talent.
Oh, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, man. He said it. I didn't.
He said it. No, I mean, in mainstream circles, you know, because you get a lot of these reality shows and whatnot, and, you know, they date back to the dawn of time, you know. Mm. When I was really little, it was... Opportunity Knocks. Thank you very much. Amazing. Thank you to everybody in their mid to late 30s in the room right now. You know, so it's always been around.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, when you popped up, there was a lot of people from the end. I mean, my mum always goes crazy if there's any form of black person on the television. Anyway, she's old school. But, you know, I think it was, when people heard you sing, obviously that was a big deal. But then when they heard you speak...
Yeah,
I'm not saying
yeah.
like you sound crazily hood or anything, but you know what I'm saying. It just sounds like, oh my god, it's like a normal guy,
like a normal geezer.
And if a normal guy can do it, then why
then
can't I? That's the thing.
Possible.
That's the thing that for me is like a game changer.
Ah, brilliant,
seeing
man.
You come up,
brilliant man. What? I need to come him off though.
Yeah,
come sit down.
This is nice. If you're ever feeling a bit crap, mate, you come here.
If I'm feeling low, just swing on.
What has been some of those pinch yourself moments? What's been some of those?
Loads. You know, growing up, I listened to a lot of soul music and R&B music as well, and I've met kind of like every single person that I've ever listened to or respected in my mind. You know, performed with Lionel Richie, Mary J. Blige, Beyonce, Enrique Iglesias, you know, Justin Timberlake, George Benson, to perform with them, and also meet other legends, whether it be Prince, whether it be
George,
I mean,
Benson.
Being anyone. So yeah,
jeez.
Yeah, it's exactly. So it's, you know, those moments, I've gone home and thought, wow, I'm just this guy from Tottenham, and I took a chance and looked at yourself. Yeah.
Was anyone a dick? Were you really looking forward to meet someone?
Was
anyone like, oh my
an
God,
absolute prat? No, I want to say no. Do you know? Usually, people aren't horrible, but sometimes team members can, you know, be a bit, you know. But you just know that it's never really from.
It's very
from
diplomatic.
The artist.
I think maybe what Lamar's trying to say is sometimes. There's certain people who seem to have less time for other human beings.
Yeah,
you
know I mean?
You see, you speak well, right?
You do get that in the entertainment business sometimes because we all get gassed. We all get gassed. I can think of a couple of times where I've showed up somewhere and I've believed my own hype for a day.
Yeah,
and then I come home and I feel like shit and I think, why? And I say, oh, it's because you're a dick today, man.
You're a dick.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
no one wants that. You know, no
check yourself
that.
Moment.
Yeah, check
like,
yourself.
What's that? No, that was me. That was Michael. I was the
definitely
jerk.
Me.
Okay, I need to calm down. Yeah.
Oh, cool, good on you for being so honest, Doc. Good man. You are really a dick.
Always.
A lot. No, no,
always.
No,
always.
Amazing.
So listen.
Yeah.
London is growing and changing.
Yep.
We're two born and bred Londoners here.
That's right.
And an honorary one over there.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Willesden, Kilburn, Harlesden, that kind of area.
Yeah.
And obviously you're from Tottenham.
Yeah.
We've seen this city change. I mean, to an unrecognizable level now, right? Where houses on the street that you used to play, you know, pennies on or whatever, are going for $1, $2, $3 million
extreme amounts.
And whatnot. Every area, I wake up and another area's come up.
East London shapes
Peckham,
a lot.
East London, all over. Tottenham's still shit. What's going on? what's What is going on?
That was good. That
in
was good.
Bits.
I like that one.
What is going on in your end?
Do you know what though? Have you been there recently? Have
you been there recently? I live on the road. I'm in Dawson. I'm in Dawson. Every time I go there, it still looks the same.
If you said, I haven't been there recently, I'll say, yeah, but look now.
It looks the same.
No, but I reckon, give it another, you know, year or two.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to, because there's a lot of development with the new ground that's going in.
No, that's true.
There's a lot of changes around there.
There's going to be some bits and
growing up, I worked in a Sainsbury's that was really, it was really close. A local Sainsbury's. And they're not that down. So it's now, I don't know what it is now. It's like a car park and they're going to change into something.
Mm-hmm.
The Tesco or whatever it is that they put in the replacement is enormous.
Yeah.
Crazy. So they're planning something. They're planning something.
Okay, they're preparing.
On the development's coming.
On the up. Tottenham on the up.
Yeah.
All right. So you got the studio and stuff all at home as well, do you? Are you trying to...
Yeah, I've got studios in various. I've got a studio at mine. I've got a few that I use in London and a few abroad, yeah.
Nice. I mean, have you been been making new music? Or
I've been doing a lot of writing and recording. Lucy's in the studio. She helps me a lot.
Hi, Lucy.
And she sets up a bunch of stuff for me.
Amazing.
There's plans. We might go to Miami, LA as well to finish off some stuff. But I've started some stuff over here as well. And yeah, it's sounding nice. So, you know, obviously promoting the current album and the current single, etc., etc. But always got an eye on the future.
Brilliant, man.
Have we got the single to play?
I've got 50-50.
Okay. 50-50, old school.
We're gonna play that and turn up. I think the guys are still getting the single for you. I do believe it's on. Let's jump into, because we know we don't have much time with you. So let's play 50-50 now,
please.
And then we've got to talk about some show dates and things coming up for you as well. Here he is, the man himself, Lamar, 50-50 on FUBAR, and he's joining us in the studio right now.
Bounce. Been a long time, you say you miss me. Word gets round, you shouldn't have dissed me. Step back, don't try to kiss me. Right about now, I'm 50-50. Been a long time, you say you miss me. Word gets round, you shouldn't have dissed me. Step back, don't try to kiss me. Right about now, I'm 50-50. I heard it through the grapevine that you were with him just the other night. Are you saying that I'm not telling the truth? Denying what she told me. You know you got way too much to lose. You're claiming there are rumors. You say you got nothing else to hide. How come she told me she saw somebody by your side? Been a long time, you say you miss me. Word gets round, you shouldn't have dissed me. Step back, don't try to kiss me. Right about now, I'm 50-50. Been a long time. You say you miss me. Word gets round, you shouldn't have dissed me.
No.
Step back, don't try to kiss me. Right about now, I'm 50-50.
I know everything. When I said you on that shopping spree, you went with him, spending my money. Girl, I'm so sorry, but you gotta leave me. Just leave me. Are you calling me a liar? Are you saying that I'm not telling the truth? Denying what she told me. You know you got way too much to lose. You're claiming there are rumors. You say you got nothing else to hide. How come she told me she saw somebody by your side?
Been a long time, you say you miss me. Word gets round, you shouldn't have dissed me. Step back, don't try to kiss me. Right about now, you miss me. Word gets round, you shouldn't miss me. Step back, don't try to kiss me. Right about now, I'm 50-50. Cannot this, no, you can't hold me down. Keep hustling, girl, I won't be around. Cannot this, no, you can't hold me down. Keep hustling, girl, I won't be around. Been a long time, you say you miss me. Word gets round, you shouldn't have dissed me. Step back, don't try to kiss me. Right about now, I'm 50-50. Been a long time, you say you miss me. Word gets round, you shouldn't have dissed me. Step back, don't try to kiss me. Right about now, I'm 50-50.
Amazing.
That's a classic, man. That's a classic.
Such
a lot of memories.
Amazing tune. That's Lamar 50/50 on FUBAR with Hugh and Doc. And now we have the man in the studio with us right now, Lamar.
Yeah. You know, I remember in that video, and I'm wearing this diamond chain, and we got it the day before. This jeweler's lent it to. I mean, it's extremely expensive. Mm-hmm. And throughout the whole video shoot, this is big 6'2" guy or 6'4" guy just waiting, huge, just waiting.
He's guarding the chain.
He's got a suitcase, just waiting. Once the thing's over, he just takes it, put it in the chain.
I love that.
Doesn't want anyone to run off with the chain. So yeah,
I love that. You know what? That is 50% of rappers' videos as well.
Yeah.
Everything's rented.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing you don't see, which I would love to see, is if they just kept the camera rolling to the end, right? just beyond 3:30, and you see the rapper just giving all the shit back. Getting into his Fiat Uno, goodbye.
Like, you know,
Fiat Uno.
You know, when you come off tour and you have the after tour blues, you're like, oh, that was so much fun. You'd be able to, like, instant anticlimactic video clip.
Go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Give
there
it everything. Even the shoes. White Air Force One, everything. I couldn't push it.
T-shirt.
Get back in your Dunlop.
Just standing in the green flash.
Right, so where can we see you next, man?
Where can you see me next? I have a few summer shows, but I think before that I am at Oslo in Hackney.
Woo!
On the 16th. Of May.
That's gonna be like a hometown gig.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like,
yeah.
The whole of Tottenham's gonna come out.
That's gonna be fun.
all the people.
That's
who
if they're not in Tesco's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the people who are applying. Are applying for a job in Tesco's. Yeah.
Why don't you do a showcase at Tesco's? That would be amazing.
That would be dope. Yeah. Bring it all back home. Bring it all back home.
Lamar opening up the new Tesco's.
So are you a Tottenham fan as well?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, last night was. Oof.
That hurt. Yeah,
that was painful.
Last night, you know, I don't know. But do you know what? It's funny because, like, Leicester. I'm actually happy.
No, because if you're going to lose to anybody,
yeah, come on, that's all
you're
right.
going to lose out the league to anybody.
Yeah,
it's got to be Leicester.
Right. And we've had a great season anyway. You know, I just hope we finish on
you
top
keep
of
it
Arsenal.
Going.
That's what I hope.
No, you'll do that,
you
man.
Know, if
Arsenal
you can finish second, we're all right
this season.
Ooh.
We'll talk more about that later.
So after the Tesco's showcase, which is going to be amazing.
We've got some festivals, right?
You already have. So Cornbury coming up it's the 13th.
Yeah,
as well.
Right.
So that's from the 8th to the 10th of July.
Yes, that's
and
right.
That's
I think
huge.
On the 8th, I'm going to be. I think it's my date's the 8th, and then you know, there's other great acts on there as well. Seal, James
Saints.
Morrison, All Saints, many different people.
All
so
Saints,
yeah.
a song.
It's going to be a good one. You know, it's a full family day, and I'm going to be there with my full band, so I'm going to give it 100%. People
kids.
Need to come out and see
that's
it.
That's
yeah.
going to be. That's
do you sometimes not give it 100%?
I generally do. On the 16th, Oslo Hackney, I'm going to give 100%. And then Cornbury, I'm going to give 105%.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Very nice indeed.
Tickets on sale, guys.
There we go.
Is there still a few tickets left for Oslo in Hackney?
Yes. People need to. I think I don't know what who's got it. It's not Ticketmaster, so I don't know.
I would say
check
online. Google it.
Google it. Be quick,
because Oslo is intimate, man.
Yeah, it's very intimate.
Fill out.
It's going to be gonna full live band. It's going to be full on. So
that's
going to
be dope.
It's amazing. Yeah. Are you going to be playing a lot of stuff off the new album? And
yeah, I'm going to be playing a lot of stuff off the new album. I'm going to be playing old stuff. I might throw 50/50 in there.
What's the song that just gets everybody like just crazy? You know, I mean,
do you know? I'm very, very fortunate. I've got one or two that people really do like. 50/50 always goes down well.
What's the one where
if
like
there's any justice?
Chicks would like lynch you if you didn't play it. Like they'd actually genuinely like tear out their ticket and throw it on the stage.
You know, generally, if I don't do those three, Dance of You, 50/50, If There's Any Justice, if I don't do those three, the crowd won't be the happiest.
Yeah, I mean, Dance of You is my all-time favourite Lamar
cool,
tune.
You,
I mean, definitely.
You know, it's the first actual song that I wrote once I got to Zony. Like, it's the first song.
It's a timeless song.
Thank
do you know what I mean?
Much,
it's a timeless song internationally as well, you know.
Thanks.
I mean, a lot of us from the British music industry, we find it hard to make music that doesn't sound specifically British.
Whereas
just, you know, you can tell you're British, but at the same time,
it's got a vibe.
Any country you played it in, it's a classic.
Thank you very much, man.
And what about this year? We know you got the single is, I believe, being released this week in a few days.
Yes,
or
I think
video
it's the 12th, if I'm right. Yeah, the 12th of May.
Great.
It's called Someday We'll Be Together. And it's originally a song by Diana Ross and the Supremes. So I thought I'd do a male version. And then for the single, I thought, let me spice it up and get someone on there as well. So I got Joss Stone. She jumped on the track.
Amazing.
And yeah, it's a nice combo. It's got that old school vibe, but yeah, very soulful, very playful as well.
And there's a little preview, a little teaser we can see on your YouTube page, is that right?
That's right, on YouTube at the moment it's there. We're just a little holding call, but we're going to do the video. The video's going to come out. Actually, I really like the idea for the video, which I won't go into too much, but it's a nice little video that's coming out as well. Yeah.
Oh, right. Bless. Well, thank you so much. Cool. We really, really massively appreciate having you in.
I appreciate you inviting me down and hosting me. It's nice.
We are pretty. We walked away from this feeling pretty good. Like, positive vibes.
Now, all we need to do is fan down all our staff here at Fubo Radio as Lamar leaves, pat down a few foreheads and armpits. But thank you so much for your time.
Cool, thank you.
Absolutely.
We'll see you again soon.
Brilliant. Yep, cool. And don't forget those days, 16th of May, Oslo in Hackney, and also Cornbury Music Festival, which is 8th to the 10th of July. And Lamar will be on the 8th. But go online, right. Go to the website, go and find all those details, and you can keep up to date.
Yep.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
The main man, indeed.
Brilliant.
Foo Bass and Bob Moses for you. It's the Tuesday Roundup with Hugh and Doc. Moses, too much is never enough on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Doc with you. And now we've already had a couple of tweets coming for a rap about anything.
We have.
A couple of suggestions.
This is from Franco in Staines.
who says, I'm such a fan of Doc. Would be so honoured if he could do a little something about how people that ever write on social media or actually even use in real life the term nom nom are fucking idiots and should be deleted from your phone immediately. This is funny you should say that, Franco, because we did have a discussion about this. I remember it was about 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I raised the nom nom thing. I really hate the infantilization.
Good word. That was a good word. Of the English language.
By grown people. I have to say women are much more guilty of the nom nom.
Yeah, they are. A lot. Hashtag clean eating. Hashtag green living. Hashtag nom nom.
I really, really hate nom nom. What else do I hate? Bae. Bae's got to go now.
Yeah, it's got to go.
So, I didn't like it when it started, so I'm not going to say I'm sick of it. I just hated it immediately.
Yeah.
When baby like... Oh, that's a combo of two things that I hate.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nom nom, just ate my bae.
I feel you, Franco. It could be a very angry rap. Warren in Tooting says, yo, Doc, can you do a little rap about ginger nut biscuits? I love them, but I can't find them anywhere, and it sucks hard. Or bourbons. They're deliciously my second favourite one. Warren, I can't tell you how weird it is, because I've just got that from Franco where he sort of read my mind about nom noms.
Yeah.
My two favourite biscuits, and I'm not shitting you, ginger nuts number one, bourbons number two.
Ooh.
Like, that's kind of creepy, Warren.
That
if you were a woman, I'd say let's meet up, let's chat.
Yeah, but
okay.
Maybe he's been reading your diary.
Moving swiftly on.
You got to find a better hiding place for him, mate. Just under the diary. Bed. Under the bed's not a good enough hiding spot at all.
Keep those suggestions for rap about anything.
Yep.
Come in.
You can tweet them at Fubar Radio email.
Yeah, or you can tweet me direct at DocBrown88. It's up to you.
Yeah, or call him even. I'm 07935117747.
Give me a call. No.
Yo, yo, yo. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, they didn't. This is our segment where we like to look at something a little bit, maybe a bit amazing has happened, or something where someone's done something where it's like, no, they didn't. This week, I think we just have to. We have to talk about Leicester City. It's just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of do. I mean, I know, like, I mean, people who know me will know that I'm a football maniac, so I try not to talk about it on the show because then the whole show would be about football. But we do have to give some props to Leicester City because, number one, they've never won the league before.
Yeah.
And... number two, I'm still in shock now, even though it's looked like a dead cert for the past month or two. It still feels like maybe they've won a cup or something like that. They've won the league.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 38 games. There's a lot of winning that you need to do to win that competition. And they've just been amazing with one of the smallest budgets. Mm. And we all know that football's all about football, all about money now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So... how the hell have they done it?
It's really like a fairy tale. Like it's one of the greatest Premier League moments, I reckon. It's going to go down as one of the greatest in history.
Yeah, if it 100%. Hasn't already, because it's, you know, it is 100% team spirit.
Mm.
You know, team spirit and love between the guys. They all get on, and that can go such a long way.
Yeah,
because the vast majority of the teams, no matter what you think, they're made up of mercenaries who are thinking about their contracts at the end of where they're going to go, what they're going to do next.
Yeah.
This is a stepping stone. And yet, from a fan's point of view, we love these teams. We love the history. We love... I mean, it's genuine love. And when love is not reciprocated, it hurts.
It does.
And Leicester, those boys, the love that they've shown all season is it's infectious. Every other team, even Spurs, who were close until last night.
Yeah.
Every other team. I don't think there's any other team in the country who would say, I can't believe that. I'm so angry. You know.
Yeah.
It's
I was watching a video this morning of the. I mean, you know, just in case people didn't know, it was Tottenham and Chelsea yesterday that drew, which then you know allowed Leicester to win on points. Leicester City. So I was watching a video of all the lads. They had a party. All the Leicester lads had a party at one of the Dean's houses. And then the reaction of when they finally got the end result with Chelsea. It was so nice. It is such a brilliant story.
It's incredible. That was at Jamie Vardy's house.
House, that's right.
They got a song about him which goes, Jamie Vardy's having a party.
It's catchy.
Yeah, and it came to be. Came into existence last night round his house. And I'm sure many ginger ales were down.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I reckon we should do this. Why don't we throw a question out to you guys? When have you been really fucking awesome and just totally impressed yourself? And that's what these lads have done. It's just like, it's just so amazing. They've just done such an incredible job.
Yeah, you've almost surprised yourself with how awesome.
Yeah, you've been so proud of yourself. You're just like, wow. I mean, have you had any moments like that recently? Mm.
And me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, I've got such a sort of general, like, ongoing state of awesomeness that when I do something, like, above my average awesome, it just doesn't touch the sides. I don't really notice.
Well,
I need other people to say, dude, you're always awesome, but this
is
there was next levels. I mean, you levitated slightly.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know how you did that.
Red Bull. 67 a day. I did. The one I had a few weeks ago was I made a lasagna and I didn't know how to do it. And
that's a tough thing to cook.
I was seriously, after I'd made it, I was so impressed with myself that I was like, I'm going to take myself out on a date. And I did. I took myself out to see a movie. I was like, that's how good, I've just really smashed this out of the park. I'm fucking amazing.
Happy ending?
Happy ending?
Did I go home? The date?
Did I go home and have a wank? Is that what you're asking me?
See, you didn't need to.
Well, what are you saying? Doc, it was a date. Of course I did. So, we want to hear from you. You can tweet in at FUBAR Radio or you can email hd@fubarradio.com. And we want to know, when have you been really fucking awesome and just totally impressed yourself? We want to get some Posse Vibe stories up.
Yeah.
Just like Leicester City. Congrats, Premier League champions. Here's the child of love.
Jamie Vardy's having a party.
That's The Child of Love. Fly, the name of that one.
Nice.
On
nice.
FUBAR. Yeah, it was cool, man. I like that. It's the Tuesday roundup with Hugh and Doc.
How nice was Lamar?
Lamar was so nice, wasn't he?
Like, what a nice guy.
Yeah, and I love how Nat, producer Nat, comes in and we go, oh, you're a bit flustered. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
She was trying to hide behind a petty Philippe.
She came in and she's like, oh, have you got the press release? I was like, yep, it's in my hand. She's like, okay. I was like, oh, someone's finding excuses to just come into the studio.
She's looking very sheepish right
She's going to get really angry at me. We don't like that. Do you know what I, what some of the things I like about you, Doc Brown? One is that you do things
the
like this.
Constant brand placement.
I go, what, wouldn't, yeah, stuff like that. That's brilliant. But I'm like, hey, what are you doing right now? Because you're on your phone. And you said, oh, I'm just doing some research on David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, because, you know, we've been getting some more tweets and emails suggesting raps about anything. And someone's just tweeted me, could you please do a rap about David Hasselhoff getting engaged to Hayley Roberts, which just meant absolutely nothing to me. So I had to Google it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for angles here on what to rap about. I mean, because that's immediately gone to the top of the pile.
Has it?
Just because of Hoff, you know.
But what character. But about your connection with Warren and Tooting? You both,
yeah,
you both love
Biscuits. The thing is, I do have a rap about
nuts.
Biscuits that mentions both of those Biscuits. And I don't know how I would better the one that I already wrote. So I mean, I could just do my rap about Biscuits, but it feels like a cheat.
It would be kind of lazy.
It'd be lazy.
Which isn't like you.
Yeah, I'm going to do the rap about Biscuits.
Yeah.
And what was the other one that was good? Oh yeah, Nom Noms. I'm very angry about Nom Noms. Maybe we'll do irritating phrases as well. Or maybe they'll go into illegalize it. Who knows?
Yeah, 100%. We can definitely do that.
There's still more that have popped up in the 6 months since the last time we discussed it.
Yes, absolutely.
Fucking idiots keep coming up with bullshit new ways to rape my language, so let's highlight them.
You can keep your suggestions coming in for rap about anything. Doc's going to pick one and do a freestyle at the end of the show, so you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email HD
or get at me at DocBrown88 on Twitter.
Hey,
I've seen a lot of kids like walking by
big
the window like before 3:30. I'm like, get into fucking school. What are they doing?
Well, you know they're on strike. Today's kids' strike day.
Oh, I thought it was just like there's some dozy parents who didn't realise the bank holiday finished yesterday. They're on strike.
But you're a parent, so weren't your kids on strike?
Mate, my kids, as soon as I know that school is open, my kids are in that fucking school.
So basically, your kids went to school and your kids are scabs. That's what they are.
Well, clearly.
That's terrible.
Clearly.
They're terrible. Why are they not supporting the union?
Or let's look at it the other way. Some parents work for a living, yeah? And consider school for exactly what it should be considered as. Free childcare.
Free childcare, exactly.
Now, there's a strike going on today. All that says to me, I mean, who could have possibly gone to this strike other than people who are too hood to have jobs, right? They're just unemployed.
Yeah.
And people who are too posh to have jobs.
Yeah.
So it must have been like an interesting meeting of the minds wherever this strike took place. Have you got some details of what happened?
Well, basically, it's a campaign called Let Our Kids Be Kids. And parents.
There's
a great song in that, isn't there? Basically, what it is, it's like, so parents all across the UK, I want to letting their kids strike today because I feel like the kids are being over tested. So they're just basically overworked, and they reckon, you know, too much homework, just too much stuff going on. Basically, they're putting too much pressure on kids. So there's a petition for like 38,000 people, basically, are supporting this now. So there's a lot of people who are involved. It just seems really funny to think that the kids are on strike from school. It's like,
dude, if we'd have thought of that,
if I had thought of that,
we would have been on that once a week. The strike's still going. A strike still going. Until that custard gets a lot creamier, the strike goes on.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Look, Antoine, don't cross that line.
Mum, I did say no broccoli. This is the last time. It's like, the union's going to contact you. Look, it's out of my hands.
It's funny, but strike. You know what? Once looking on these details, it's specifically in reaction to year two exams. My youngest is in year two.
Yeah.
And I don't want her doing exams. She's seven, man.
It's too much.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
When I was in primary school, shit was fun. I don't even know if we had homework, but we were fine.
You definitely did. You just didn't do it.
I didn't do it. Yeah. But, you know, no one got in trouble. It's primary school. It's not like secondary school where people are, like, on your shit.
Yeah.
And that's fine. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Like, primary school should be fun. You know, in Norway and Sweden, in Scandinavia, they don't even flipping go to school until 7.
Really?
Imagine that. So they're just chilling. They're just playing. They're being kids. Let kids be kids. They're being kids. And then they start school at 7.
Wouldn't that be really annoying for parents?
Oh, yeah, crazy. But the welfare system over there is kind of dope as well, you know. So you got kids, you get a little help. You get a little help.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Bless.
And then you can outsource, you know, get, like, some Mexican guy to watch your kids for a bit. They have Mexicans in Norway? Yeah.
hey, we've got a really, really great band coming in about 10 minutes. They're called the Hamiltons. They're going to be doing a song for us. That is not too far away at all. Keep your tweets coming in at FUBAR Radio and email hd@fubarradio.com. And we've been chatting about Leicester City's amazing Premier League win. Wow. And we want to know, we were asking the question, when have you been really fucking awesome and just totally impressed yourself? We want to hear. We've got a few tweets coming in now, so we'll get those up very shortly on FUBAR as well. Tuesday Roundup.
Presents.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Barry, I've got a handsome penis. It's not just nice looking, apparently it's actually handsome.
Yeah, but then, if it's too handsome, she's going to be more interested in that than your face.
That's the plan.
If she didn't give you, like, some affection in the face.
No, wait. She talks to me, like, to my face. Oh, my God, I wish she paid me attention sometimes. She's always sucking my dick. Said absolutely no male.
Find him, bring him in.
I know he's out there.
Oh, God, this is the most I've laughed on any show.
Honestly.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That trail was amazing.
Yes, that is a trail. I guess that sort of lets the listener know where we're at level wise.
Yeah,
that was the legendary Michael Payne.
Yeah,
quite forthrightly discussing how good-looking his nether regions are.
Yeah.
I don't buy it for a second.
No, no.
I've seen a lot of penises in my time.
How many?
Thousands.
Wow, why so many?
Well, I watch a lot of pornography.
Oh, right, right.
And I've never seen one ever that looks, you know, attractive.
Yeah.
And I just... I guess I want to take this moment to salute every woman and gay man on the planet.
Yep.
For appreciating a penis.
Mm.
Because hard or flaccid, they just look ridiculous.
Do you hate your own?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you often I hate my own. I hate my own with such a passion because it just makes so many decisions that I just, you know, I'm like, dude, really? Again? Come on.
Yeah.
We got shit to do here.
What's the last decision that it made for you?
They can't get into that. Let's get into the tweets and the emails from our beautiful listeners with incredible penises.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you to Franco for your fucking idiot suggestion, and also, of course, Warren and Tooting with the biscuits suggestion. Thanks, Dave, as well, who just says, I had 11 pints in the pub. And I got a bullseye, so I rock. Well, that's not really a suggestion.
Well,
for
no, that was we were asking.
Oh, right,
for,
okay, yeah,
that
cool,
was,
yeah, of course.
We're
yeah,
asking
sorry,
stories.
Dave.
When have you sorry, been really Dave. Fucking awesome and totally
I've
impressed
mixed
yourself?
My, I've mixed my drinks here.
Don't
I?
Feel bad. Don't feel bad.
Sorry, Dave.
It's all right. You might get a bit sick, but yeah. If you've mixed your drinks, but it's totally fine, Dave. We love you. We salute you for that, Dave. But yes, so a couple of good raps there.
Yeah, and there's a few more. Sophie in Halston says, "Can you do a rap about the Mr. Whippy van season, which is about to begin?" Big time of year. Big time of
big
year.
Big time of year.
She says, I'll have a 99 with a flake from May to September, please. Like your style. Yeah. I was once with a young lady who we stopped at an ice cream van and I got a 99 and she got a bat and ball. I was like, the fuck is a bat and ball? And the guy was like, oh, bat and ball, you're old school. And it's like where you get an ice lolly and then you turn it like horizontal and then the dude puts a squirt of Mr. Whippy on to the side of the sick is that?
That sounds good.
That's some old school shit. That's like some 80s shit.
Bat and ball.
Yeah, bat and ball.
That's a good one, the Mr. Whippy van, because the guy at my where I am, my little cul-de-sac in Bow, in that little square where
they
I live
Mr.
in.
Mr. Whippy crazy.
Mate, Mr. Whippy crazy. It's like a little gold mine for him there. He's probably there at least twice a day. I've heard him, I've seen him come sometimes four times a day.
Nice.
Greedy, he's making
Mate,
serious bank.
Well, sun's out now. So get down there, Mr. Whippy.
That's a good one.
If that really is your name.
Yeah, I know.
Lucy says, hello, sir. I would be so honoured if you could write and recite something about Becky with the good hair.
Mm.
That's from Lucy with mediocre hair, to be honest, she says.
Bless her for being honest.
Don't put yourself down.
Yeah.
And Oliver says, how about a rap about people spoiling Game of Thrones? Fucking dickheads that ruined the show for me last night. Quite personal one
it is.
For Oliver.
It's angry rap. Has the
I could never, ever... And would never ever ruin Game of Thrones for you, Oliver, because I've never seen an episode.
Really? None?
Never
seen
it.
Even though one of your best mates was in it. You bastard.
Not interested. I don't do gnomes and dragons and all of that shit. I don't do The Hobbit. I don't do Lord of the Rings. No. I don't do The Neverending Story.
Really?
I just don't do fantasy.
Why?
I do sci-fi, but I don't do fantasy.
But you're a massive pornography fan. But you don't like
Different fantasy.
You don't like fantasy pornography?
I've not been involved in the combo. What are you talking about, like gnomes and dragons?
No, I'm talking about, you know, someone goes to, I don't know, buy a plane ticket or something like that. And they're like, oh, yeah,
oh,
I can
no,
help
I
you. Oh, hang
shit.
On, there's a problem with the fax machine. It's in your pants or something like that. I don't know.
No, I don't like that stuff.
No.
I don't know.
It's like just normal, straight up.
Yeah, I'm very traditional. In fact, a lot of the sort of new things that have popped up in porn, I'm just not interested.
Like what?
Just all the shit that they add now, and it's just—it's too much, man. First of all, it's too aggressive.
Yeah,
there's way too many penises.
Yeah,
and there's no hair.
Yeah,
it's just all gross. Like, just find me some shit from the '70s. Just a copy of Razzle from 1991.
We get that producer Nat's on that. She's on that
Thank
right now.
We'll
try to get some up.
Chris in Leicester says, "Oh no, he's not in Leicester. He just says hello. I went to Leicester once." I enjoyed the train ride home. It was my favourite part of the weekend. Thanks, Chris.
That's great. That's a really great message. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That was a good story.
Something amazing.
I reckon
that
might need
really surprised you.
That might need a retelling.
Yeah. Have you got any other more stories like that, Chris? If you have, please.
please do get in touch in any way you can. Thanks for all your correspondence, guys. We appreciate each and every one. I'm going to shut up for a bit and try and work out what I'm going to rap about, because you guys have given me loads of great suggestions.
There's been some really we've still got a few more minutes to get
where
in.
Where are the Hamiltons?
They are coming up next. Literally just going to I'm going to play some Soul Wax right now, and then they're going to come in right
wax
after.
Wax it up, baby.
The Hamiltons joining us up next on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup with Hugh and Doc.
Everybody wants to be the DJ. Everybody thinks it's oh so easy. Think you belong and you come on strong. I can still tell the right from the wrong. I can never be the kind of girl.
That's Soul Wax. Too many DJs on FUBAR. Hugh and Doc with you for what the up? Tuesday roundup. And we are joined in the studio now by two very, very lovely, very, very talented people. Brother, sister, the Hamiltons.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome. We've got Emma and Tomma. Not allowed to say, apparently.
I'm revealing the secrets.
Why do you get a bit upset when you feel called Tomma?
Oh, it's not upset. It's just a bit awkward. It's not a real name, Tomma, if you speak English, right? No. It's only French, so...
And it rhymes with Emma.
She pisses me off. She likes to piss me off saying Tomma. Yeah.
Brother-sister fights.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks. And you've got... and this might be the first time ever in FUBAR someone's came in with an accordion.
Really? Yeah.
I'd say it's definitely the first. I would have remembered. I would have remembered.
That is stunning.
Thank you. Well, yeah, it's like from the 60s, and I started playing. Well, I used to play piano, and then my brother got too good at the piano, so I was like, "Fuck it, I need my own like thing." So I.
You can't swear, by the way.
I got you, you fucking idiots. Yeah. You know, the only people, being in London, are the only people we ever see playing accordions are tiny refugee children on corners. And we don't know how they learn, because
really
we feel like they're going through
a
lot of shit. So how did they have the time
to
learn? But so it's a real nice thing. It's the only other time I guess we imagine accordions is like with like really stereotypical French people in like stripy tops with a baguette and some onions. Yeah. And a stash.
We saved that for the show tomorrow night.
You'll see that tomorrow.
That's
okay,
part
cool.
of the
yourself, don't wear
Doc, stress. You know, that's why they're on the show, because Emma is actually a refugee child.
Oh, right. You're a tiny refugee child.
So that's why she's here. We're supporting her charity.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
But no, we are. This is very exciting. We're doing. Now, I'm supporting you guys. My band is supporting you guys tomorrow night at Bedroom Bar in Shoreditch.
Yeah, amazing.
It's going to be great. So that's why it was such a treat to have you guys in to do a live song for us.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Thanks for inviting us. It's awesome.
Can't wait. We're gonna have such a good time tomorrow night. All kicks off from 8 PM. So
yes. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear your band as well.
Oh God, I'm nervous.
Are you really?
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Okay. You go first.
So you guys are gonna be doing you got your single out, Paranoid is already out. But you're gonna be doing another song for us now called You've Got Me Wrong.
Yes. Yeah, this one I guess we don't need to introduce it. We've already done it.
Okay,
Tom, you go.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Words are light and have no weight. They taste so good to say. Cause they're cheap and easy. So cheap and easy. So you wash it down with something sweet. You got something tangy with that heat. So we can swallow. Opinions are just like the sun. Its rays will fill the shadows. One by one. One by one. They can blind you or they'll guide you. They can warm you or they'll hurt you. If you're gonna let it.
Alright.
You got me wrong, wrong, wrong. You got me wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't worry, I'll get over what you said. Oh, you got me wrong, wrong, wrong. You got me wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't worry, I'll get over what you said. The one thing I know about falling down isn't as bad if you're already halfway down. Halfway down. At least I'm on my own too. I got my hands in my pocket and a heart that bleeds. Now I'm ready. Oh, you got me wrong, wrong, wrong. You got me wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't worry, I'll get over what you said. Oh, you got me wrong, wrong, wrong. You got me wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't worry, I'll get over what you said. Thank you.
but you can't have it. At least I'm on my own two feet. I got my hands in my pocket and a heart that bleeds. Now I'm ready. Oh, you got me wrong, wrong, wrong. You got me wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't worry, I'll get over what you said. Oh, you got me wrong, wrong, wrong. You got me wrong, wrong, wrong. Don't worry, I'll get over what you said. Don't worry, I'll get over what you said. Don't worry, I'll get over what you said.
Hey, that was amazing. Thank the you. Hamiltons. Oh, so brilliant. Emma and Tom.
Oh.
Brilliant. So you got, I mean, you guys have got a big following back in Australia. So any, and you guys have been here now for about 18 months.
Yes.
We're all doing a show together tomorrow night. Yes. I'm going to be supporting you guys. 8 p.m. Bedroom Bar in Shoreditch on Rivington Indeed. Street. Cannot wait.
Can't wait either. Thank you, Hugh.
Legend. Where's the best place for people to go online to find out more about you guys?
Good question. We have, we're on Facebook, obviously, and SoundCloud, and yeah, everything under the Hamiltons. But we're addicted to Instagram, so at the Hamiltons Official. We've already like Instagrammed this like 5 times, by the way. So yeah, please Instagram us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for bringing in your accordion.
Thank
this meal.
You.
And you too, Tom. Don't appreciate it.
Thank you. No, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's not easy on the tube, but it was worth it. Thanks.
Did anyone just give you money? Did I think you would?
Oh yeah, I should like earn my fare, right?
People move when she sits down. They think she's going to start busking.
Yeah,
like, oh shit! Oh shit! She's going to start playing.
But I think amazing. If you do travel, just all you need to do is just travel without shoes. Just go barefoot with the accordion. People will give you money.
The sympathy. The sympathy.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to play. People would pay you not to play sometimes.
Like, don't make us suffer that.
Don't make it awkward on this carriage right now.
God, I'm in
just
the wrong business.
Buy yourself some shoes.
Yeah. We've got some more suggestions for Rap About Anything coming up. We'll get those up next. Have. You can tweet in more at FUBAR Radio. Email hd@fubarradio.com. Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Doc with you.
I can see that.
FUBAR Radio presents
Joey Page.
He's a classic alien that everybody loves.
Yeah.
E.T.
E.T.? Yeah?
Mm.
All right. Versus, ready for it, Joey?
Yeah.
Another celluloid hero.
Wow.
King Kong.
Wow. I mean,
that's a massive alien. Imagine in a fight.
In a fight, he would absolutely batter him.
No, if you say that, because E.T. could go, and get his little glowy finger out.
You love King Kong?
Yeah.
Do you know whose favourite film King Kong is? Oh, Hitler's.
E.T.'s going through. Good stuff.
Every Wednesday,
Joey Page,
from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Bite my tongue, and I won't say a word against anyone, but I don't want to get my fingers wet unless it's an accident. In the shoes and I grit my teeth, but I don't have to look that way. And if I had half a say, it's about time. It's about time. Lick my lips, and I won't hear the end of this. On your knees and reassurance. Buy some time and come back for it. Before long, before it's gone. Patience is like bread, I say. I ran out of that yesterday. It's about time. It's about time. Enough about us, let's talk about me. It's not about you, it's not about sunshine. It's about time. It's about time. Touch my leg, it's smooth but the stubble there. I'll fall back and let them go. Only when I know you know. I don't know. Make me sure, have your people contact mine, and keep your lawyer on the line. It's about time, it's about time, it's about time, it's about
the Lemonheads. It's about time on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Doc with you, and we've still got a couple more suggestions coming in.
Yeah,
for
they're flying in, man. Thank you so much, guys. What have we got here? Terry from Southend says, "I'd love you to rap about going back to work after a lovely bank holiday weekend." My body did not want to get up this morning. Fucking Tuesdays. That's Terry's words, not mine. Dolly says, "Hello, Dolly." Dolly says, "What's up with Radiohead deleting their Twitter? Is it a new album or what? Tell me in rap, please." How the fuck? who's this from? Anonymous says, "Hi, Doc. Could you rap about the fact my mum always buys orange juice with bits in? Even though I've constantly told her to buy it without. How many fucking times, mum?" Love the show. all I would say, as a parent, I would say, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You live here for free, bitch. Liam in London says, "Yeah, any chance you can rap about a DJ setting on them keyboards you used to get at school? Hours spent on that." Quotes, "DJ, very good." Close quotes. Woo! That is the most random fucking... I don't understand it. I don't even know what he wants. What do you want, Liam?
The DJ
what do you want
setting.
From me?
Oh, is it the... Oh, you know, on the actual keyboards, there was like a special effects function button.
Right.
That was like,
okay.
DJ.
Right. Okay, thank God someone knows what the hell Liam's talking
yes.
about. And Percy says, "Oh, love having Doc back. Thanks, Percy. It's good to be back. Please don't leave us again," he says. "Can Doc rap about him making a promise to never, ever leave?" Okay, Percy. So that's a little bit misery.
Yeah.
Let's never meet. Thanks, guys. I'm going to make a decision very shortly because, fuck, I've got like half an hour before this has to be done. And I need to present at the same time with my wonderful host, Hugh Joseph. So it's not easy to like come up with rhymes and do this shit and read and do as many push-ups and weights as I do during the show as well, you know.
You've already done three.
Dude.
That's a record.
Mate, I mean, I bench-pressed like the entire studio bench.
You did.
Do you know what I mean? The whole desk.
We are actually broadcasting off your broad shoulders right now. This is amazing.
I'm so ripped right now, but I'm just gonna have to let that all go to one side so I can write this rap about anything.
All right, let's jump into this.
Oh, yeah, good.
Illegalize it. It's our segment where we give you a chance to, you know, let us know something that you want banned this week, something that's maybe got you a little vexed, or, you know, I mean, it could be like how we got a tweet in before saying, well, it was a rap about anything suggestion, saying that my mum always buys orange juice with bits in it. Maybe you want that banned. We can ban that for you. That's what this segment's all about. Doc, anything you want banned this week?
I keep seeing those T-shirts and bags with so-and-so and such and such, full stop. You know the ones I mean?
No.
Like John, Paul, George and Ringo, I think was like the original one.
Oh, right.
And now there's just like, it's just like anyone. There's just, you know, Toby, Percy, Bill and Mary. I don't even know what's that a reference to. I don't know, and frankly, I don't care. Like, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. To be fair, just information on T-shirts and bags, I've never been a fan of. You know
why? Why would that irk you?
I can't tell you. I think maybe it started with the if you can read this, I'm drunk or whatever it is,
yeah.
Or you're drunk or something.
Yeah,
and I just thought nothing is funny or interesting. After the first time, like, you've read it on a T-shirt. So the very fact that you've bought it and you think it's going to continue to be funny and interesting irritates the hell out of me.
Mm.
I was given a T-shirt about a year ago that said, what does it say? It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah.
Which I like as a phrase. Yeah. I have to say I like it. And I wore it a couple times. And then, like, I went to pull it out and I just thought, this is really annoying me now. It's annoying me. Like, it's not cool, dude. It's not cool to, like, have the same message again and again in your life. You know, maybe that's why I don't have any tattoos.
Right, yeah.
In a similar vein, a cloth bag that says, I'm not a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Mate, if there was some way of suffocating you with it, like I could with an actual plastic bag.
That's the annoying thing about the Hessian bags, isn't it? Yes, you really can't strangle.
No, it doesn't work.
The environmentalists. Doesn't work.
You've got to make them eat it.
Yeah. Yep.
I love this part of the show because you get to be a proper Nazi.
You get
just for like 10 minutes.
Go on.
Fuck everyone.
We've already had one from Gemma. She, do you want to you want to read this one out?
No, I don't. I'm trying to write a rap.
You are trying to write a rap, aren't you? She says, can I have football banned from the TV? They're so wise. Why is there so much on, man? Boring.
It's an important stage of the season, Gemma.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake, we could never be a thing.
All right, get your tweets coming in for Illegalize at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com and we'll get those up very shortly. Here is Sebastian Telia. Look, the name of this one on FUBAR.
Presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
With us, we have Joel Morris.
Hello.
And Jason Hazley.
Good evening.
Well, everything probably happens in pubs. It still does. It did in the 60s, and it does now. If you go drinking and you're not a bell end, people give you work. Especially if you're a writer, people go, who can I get to work on the
show? That's where I've gone wrong.
Be in the pub all the time. And it's great.
I stopped drinking and became a bell end.
Yeah, you can.
Oh,
you
no, no.
And two crucial mistakes.
But I am a bell end.
Every Friday. From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Doesn't know how long the time it drove her away.
Caribou, Odessa. Name that one. You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Doc with you. And we are jumping right into this.
Oh, hell no! Oh, yeah. Let's go!
Legalize it. We've got some good ones coming in now, giving you a chance to let us know what's got you a bit vexed. What do you want banned? This week, we will ban it for you officially. We got you back. It could be anything at all. Absolutely anything. We don't care. We don't judge. We might judge a little bit.
We don't give a shit.
We, but we will definitely ban it for you on the show. You can tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. Had some goodies coming in. Are you going to do your special legalize it voice? I hope so.
I will, but I can't. As always, I just get baffled by this thing. Here, take it. Yeah, take it. It's like the... I can't work my way around the iPad, man.
No,
where are we? Such a... such a phone guy.
I don't know. We might need producer help here, please. Get producer Will. He's a good guy.
And he'll work it out.
He'll do it. He'll do it.
But yes, thank you. Thank you for your increased correspondence. Thank you for all your rap about anything suggestions. It's really helping me. I'm heavily inspired by some of them. Others, I frankly wish you hadn't bothered.
No, cold as ice. Cold as ice, girl.
It's great. Thanks, guys. Love you all. Love you.
Yeah. Well, we got that coming up very, very... coming up very, very soon. All right, well, while we're getting there we go. We're done.
Oh, thanks.
Producer Will did it. He done did it.
Quick.
What a guy. What a guy.
Okay, here we go. Illegalize this shit. Grace says, ban! Grace in East London says, I'd love ponchos to be banned. They're stupid and they look shit and they are not practical on any level.
Is that a bit racist?
Like she's specifically talking about the panpipe Peruvians. Yeah, in Leicester Square. We can read between the lines, Grace. You racist bastard.
So good.
No, I think ponchos are ridiculous. They're one step above moo-moos. And I also hate the waterproof ones they give tourists. It's like, hey, come to London and get robbed.
Well, when I was first, yeah, definitely, 100%. When I was first riding my bike about a month ago, it was rained so heavily that I had to make myself a poncho out of a black plastic bin liner bag.
Jeez.
But I had no choice, okay? No choice. I had a bag. I had a bag on my back with bloody laptop and stuff in it.
Hard times in this crazy world. Molly, whose brilliant subject matter just says, illegal it. Illegal it. Can you illegal this, please? My friend has been annoying me a lot recently by saying both it is what it is and glass half empty. Both of these need to be banned as they are super annoying and piss me right off. Molly. Molly, I'm kind of with you. I do hate cliche, especially like constantly repeated within conversation with friends. However, it is what it is crucial. We have to keep that for one key reason. When you're in a club or a loud pub or something like that, a venue where you can't really hear what somebody's saying to you and you don't know the person that well, it's an absolutely crucial response to have up your sleeve where you can't quite hear what they're saying and you ask them again and they say it again and you still can't quite hear it and you can't ask a third time. So what I tend to do is just do a sort of half nod, half shake of the head thing. Just not, neither yes nor no. And then I say, hey, it is what it is,
it is
man.
What it is.
It is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is. And if they look shocked, I put on a shocked face. You know, I don't know why it is what it is, but it fucking is. And if they look happy, I'm like, yeah, you know, you just, yeah, that's life, man. It is what it is, you know?
They're probably looking at you going,
what are you
going
to do?
They're probably looking at you going, I literally just asked you desperately, can I borrow 10 quid? I've got no money. And you've just gone, it is what it is.
So anyway, I'm going to the bar. And you're pulling out wads of cash. I do feel you, Molly. I feel you.
Yeah, we got it.
I feel you, but I think it is what it is. It's crucial we keep that. Glass half empty, I could possibly do without.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can meet her halfway.
Yeah.
We'll ban one and the other
one. We're glass half full, guys, right?
Yeah.
We can.
I think so. I mean, it is what it is, right?
It is what it is. Superb stuff. Thanks, guys.
We got a couple more?
Fuck. Oh, here we go. No.
No. That's right. We got some more. We'll go to a song anyway, because you need to finish your rap anyway.
Thanks for everything. Okay. So beautiful.
We'll come back
and
write a couple
more. Some more rhymes. I've just got a couple more rhymes to go and then I'll be ready. Oh my God, it's like 26 already.
I know. Not
we
far
have
away at all.
So much fucking fun on this show.
It flies.
That it just flies by.
It does.
I mean, Lamar feels like it, you know, when was that?
Days ago, it was yesterday.
Yeah,
Lamar was on.
Time has just moved into a whole new world here.
It really has.
I'm so excited. I'm gonna do some more bench presses, and I'll see you on the other side. Thanks, guys.
Keep your tweets coming in for Illegalize It. Let us know what you want banned. You can tweet at Fubar Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Doc with you.
We'll be right back.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Rifle's the name of that one. On FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Doc with you. And we're not far away now from rap about anything, which you have decided on.
Yeah, I've decided.
Are we going to reveal it, or do we want to wait?
No, I'll do a little intro for it in a few minutes when we're ready. In 10 minutes.
Well, we've had some more tweets coming for a legalizer, letting you ban whatever you want. You can still got time to get them in. Whatever you want banned this week, you can tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com. Do you want to do this one? I do like your rap about it. I mean, you're a legalizer voice.
Oh, yeah.
Do the funny voice, Doc. Make me laugh. Make me laugh, funny man.
Perform, funny man, perform. This is from Lols.
Lols.
Who's subject? No one gets the subject quite right. This one's just legal shit. Legal shit. Lols says, "Oh, scrap rain. Put it in a bin." And in brackets, he says, or she says, "It's sunny and I've been down a pub."
Done.
Nice. Yeah, well, listen, we would all scrap rain if we could.
Yeah.
Although, what about the gardens and the ducks?
I know. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, on the rainwater tanks.
And it's fresh water, you know.
Yeah.
It's
organic.
Yeah.
Yeah, ducks deserve to have biodynamic water too, you know.
Everybody deserves their share of water.
Yeah, you know? That's right.
So get your butts out, and harvest that. Thanks, guys. This is a real simple one from Peta, or Peter, P-E-T-A, or it could be from the organisation, Peter.
Could be.
It's looking at it.
Yeah.
They've got the subject right. It says illegalize it. They just put banned dickheads, please. All of them.
Gone. Done.
Done on your Tuesday afternoon with Hugh and Doc.
Very.
Dickheads are banned.
Very, yeah. That's
We're
very broad.
We're the only ones allowed to broadcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
100%.
We're above the law. Yeah. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Fuckos.
Yeah. Hey, what else is going on? We've still got a few minutes here. What else is going on for you work-wise at the moment?
Oh, man. Let me see. Oh, well, yeah, the real reason I was down at Red Bull today was because we're prepping for the Culture Clash, which I was hosting last year with Annie Mash. Annie Mash?
Annie Mash.
At Earl's Court. And it was incredible. We had the ASAP Mob versus Chasing Status versus Boy Better Know. Going head-to-head on four stages and, trying to beat each other with their rhythms and their special guests and stuff. It was absolutely insane. It was like 20,000 people. It was crazy. We're doing it all over again in June on the 17th at the O2.
Ah, nice.
That massive dome. Where we're going to cram in another 20,000 people and do it all over again. The only guests I've heard confirmed so far is Wiz Khalifa.
Ooh.
But there'll be various massive names coming through onto your interweb page site computer thing.
What a sell.
Shortly.
What a sell.
And what else is going on? I just did a couple of days on a new sitcom called Fleabag that should be out in the summer. And I've just, and this is exclusive because I literally did it right last night, I've written an unofficial FA Cup song.
Have you really?
For the mighty Crystal Palace.
Unofficial.
Unofficial.
When will it be official?
Very shortly.
You really got to run for your own team.
Monday, yeah.
That
I'm
is
so
amazing.
Hyped, I can't tell you. It's,
Is it, what are you doing on it? Please tell me you're singing.
I'm
Please.
Rapping and chanting.
Oh, you are
like
chanting.
A lout.
Yeah, of course. You.
Yeah.
What's your chant? Are you allowed to tell us your chant?
Excuse me.
Doc.
It's basically, just rowdy football stuff.
Brilliant.
With a lot of humour, I like to think. the kind of thing you could play to the kids. There's no swearing in it. It's a family track.
Brilliant.
For the whole Crystal Palace family.
Yep.
So look out for that.
Did they ask you to do it, or did you just do it?
No one asks me to do shit. I just do shit.
You just turn up.
Various idiots pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. It's a great thing you got going on.
Yeah. it's been working for me about 10 years now.
Brilliant.
Until I get found out.
No, it's not going to happen. You're too fast.
I'm too fast, man. I'm gone. Was that it? No.
No.
You don't know.
Feel the kick in the face. Bang. There it is. Already done.
Mm.
All right. Here's LP. And coming up after this, we're going to have a rap about anything.
Whoop!
And that'll pretty much wrap up the show. And that's pretty much it. That's all we got. Drones Over Brooklyn, name this one.
gotta stay
aloof when the truth moves. The suicide moves soon. The who's who of who to shoot. The bullets go zoom, zoom. Penis and porn powder. Painted by plain shit. It's faded. It's more foul. The famous is top 10. Hollywood off the bus park. Tend a little destructor. In a waste with a gold face. Feet are greedy with dumb dumb. You and me in a butane. Super lame and he puff up. Little dragons of fat rap. Shooting they face the fuck up. Walk in the zone and get less. Waking a fog of fright night. Eat with a sip to sell trash. Sleep with an orphan hell hat. Pardon me, son. I'm sold out. Hold out. Know that home is blowed out. Sold out. Without extra man bonus. Tragedy smirk smirk. The middleman shirt burst. You wet it up, wet work. You get it up, get murked. A rabbit and crosshairs. Mechanical fox hunt. Be quiet to hunting now. The method is awesome. You can get kind of gold to me, point of you. Click, clack, and pack on a bunny dust point of view. Party hard, funny stuff, tough cookie boy. I'll be sure to bring my bitch bibs. I'll be eat, flop around, clown shoot, get up, kids, sing along. This is all we have left, bitch, sing a song. I was born to join the hammers of serenades. Lion cage, meat, life, sacrifice, nothing left. Tell me if it matters that I sing it wrong. Another DJ yells with the balls. Another Brooklyn kite delivered in his crooked paws. I'd sooner wash my dick and acid than ask what you think. I fuck myself with a stun gun before gassing a team. You patch me in and I'll come out with a chain of disease. It sucks to be nothing. Nobody struts when they're down on the knees. This whole rack is for the bees. Fuck my life already. Fuck the law, fuck the sun, say goodnight already. Fuck the spam by selling shit alright already. We get it, you get it, I bet you Jesus Christ already.
I'm FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup, Hugh and Doc with you, and Doc is having a great old time prepping for Rap About Anything.
I just had a shot of salted caramel vodka.
Yeah, how was that?
It's fucking crazy, bro. I'm in.
And why are you giving me such a hard time? You said you needed a mixer for your gin, and I said, well, you've got a Diet Coke, and then you just started...
Guys, please, I mean, I know we haven't got time for any more correspondence, but... He was about to get me to drink a gin and Coke, that famous combination. and then we're going to go down the pub for a dark rum and tonic after that.
That's exactly great. Right.
Should I get squeezing a couple more illegalizes it?
We can do it real quick. Yeah, go.
Steph in Shoreditch says, hello, you're so funny. I love the way this starts. That's a great start. But then she says, frizzy hair can do one, can't it? Which, again, it's a bit like ponchos and slightly racist.
It's slightly racist, yeah. It's ginger people across the
big
nation.
Big lips and wide nostrils could do one. Okay. Let's see where you're going with this. Max says, hey, I hate the colour yellow.
Yep.
I'd like to see it swim with the fishes.
Oof.
That cuts out a lot of shit, doesn't it?
It does.
No more bananas for you, Max, for starters.
No more meningitis.
Yep. Gone. No more pus-filled spots. Actually, Max, you might be onto something. More sun.
No more sun.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Unpopular.
Yeah.
Let's recap the rap suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
So many great ones today. Warren and Tootin kicked it off brilliantly with a rap about ginger nut biscuits and or bourbons, his two favourite biscuits, which are also mine. And the only reason I didn't do this, Warren, is because I already have a rap, believe it or not, about ginger nuts and bourbons. So check that out.
Someone that potentially knows you that well that you haven't met, it's probably best to not feed the monster.
Don't, for real.
Don't
You're
do
right.
that rap about them.
Never meet your hero biscuits. Franco wanted a thing about nom noms, which, you know, is got me angry enough to want to write a rhyme.
Yep.
But again, I thought, you know what, I've touched on that before, but thanks, Franco. Dave is amazing, I remember that. Who was the other one? Oh, Lucy with mediocre hair wanted me to write about Becky with the good hair. I just don't know enough about her, Luce.
No one does. She's the mystery.
Spoiling Game of Thrones. I've never seen Game of Thrones, so I just got no reference points. There was a great one about David Hasselhoff possibly getting engaged to Hayley Roberts. I do like the Hoff, but I just didn't have time to do the research here.
What have you landed on? What have you decided to go with?
Well, what I've gone with is this brilliant one here. Where is it? Where's she gone? Here we go. From Sophie in Harlesden, who wanted me to do a rap about the Mr. Whippy van season, which is about to begin.
That is
which
so
just
good.
Immediately got me excited and happy. You know, I got out some ice cream flavored vodka, started drinking that. And then the next thing you know, I had 24 bars.
All right, Sophie, don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, Sophie.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
We're going to call this one rap about anything.
Doc Brown!
This is Doc Brown.
I can spit about anything.
What did I tell you?
You can give me anything.
Make some noise, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Doc Brown, rap about anything. We've got our suggestion from Sophie. We're going with Mr.
Thanks,
Whippy.
Sophie.
Whenever you're
The sun is shining. Let's go.
Whenever
Let's
you're
go.
Ready, good sir.
The temperature's rising. Yeah, I can't hear that. Hello?
Woo!
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and this is kind of a nostalgic summery beat as well. This is a good choice. Oh, where's he coming? Yo. Yeah, oh, I missed my notes. All right, here we go. I'll come around the next time. Hey, this is straight off the bat. All right, here we go. Yo. Hey, yo, you know I got 100 rhymes, and this one's for Sophie and Harlesden, excited about the summertime, but not for sun or the rising hippies. She is proper hyped about the return of Mr. Whippy. And I won't lie, so am I, skipping down the street like a 5-year-old, and you don't know why. Well, I hate to disappoint y'all, but man, a man's about to go in on an oyster. What? Ah, £2.50. Shit, that inflated quite quickly. Alright, give me a bubblegum lolly. I wanna get a bright blue tongue and get jolly. Matter of fact, what you know about a bat and ball? Old school fam, you don't know about that at all. Basically, you get a lolly, turn it sideways, squish a whippy on top, yeah? Nice, mate. Alright, don't scrimp on the chopped nuts. Keep it coming, rude boy, cause I want enough. What? Why are you scratching your head for? Huh? Bruv, of course I want red sauce. Do I look like a cunt? Pink sprinkles too, yeah? Done. What's the damage? 225? I owe you 20p then. Tomorrow, yeah? Nice.
Hey!
Anything,
Doc
bruv.
Brown, you legend. All right, we're going to get out of here. Smash it out the park again, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, guys. Yeah, go to the website, foobarradio.com. Yeah. You can listen to the shows back there. It'll be up for on
in
iTunes.
Podcast
to,
form. You can just fast forward the annoying bits, you know?
There isn't any, Doc.
Of course there isn't. It's the classic. Thanks to the Hamiltons.
That's right.
Thanks to
Hamiltons, Lamar. All right, we're going to get out of here.
Thanks for producing that, and we'll see you next time.
Hardest Ian Needle taking over up next. I'm going to leave you with the White Stripes on Foobar.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Consider a cheating now.